We're upon the 20th anniversary of one of this country's most controversial trials, the murder trial of O.J. Simpson.
A witness discovered the body of Nicole Brown Simpson. The second body has now been identified as Mr. Ronald Goldman.
Ron was a good human being.
We'll miss him.
Today, my office filed murder charges against O.J. Simpson. As of this time, no one knows where he is.
O.J. Simpson has surrendered.
Not guilty.
We do have sufficient evidence to prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
Did you plant or manufacture any evidence in this case?
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Apply the law and reach a just verdict.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we the jury find the defendant.
Investigation Discovery revisits this turbulent and divisive trial in an exclusive film, O.J., Trial of the Century. Joining me today on Access Indie is Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Nicole Rittenmeyer, who produced this film. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, let's jump right in. Now, when you say O.J. Simpson, people are still drawn in. They remember where they were during the trial, how they felt during the verdict, even before things got started when we first heard of a murder. What drew you to this project?
Well, you know, two things. I was there. I wasn't there. I was alive. I lived it like everybody else in America. I was one of those people who came away and was just utterly confused about the outcome. And then, you know, I later became a filmmaker, and I'm very drawn to big moments in history, and I like sort of revisiting them in a way that is without judgment, without filter, and this was a perfect case for that because there was so much coverage of it. So the way that we approached this story was to do it without interviews, without narration, to kind of let it unfold as it's happening, kind of immersive, true crime drama. And no one kind of telling you what they thought about it, what it all meant. You're kind of meant to take that away yourself.
Mm. So if people tune in, what will they see from your project, your view of what happened then?
Well, you know, I hope they don't see my view, mm-hmm. because that was one of our objectives. What mm-hmm. I really hope they see, mm-hmm. is a crime story you can't turn away from, because the plots and twists and turns are just, you know, there's so many and you can't write them. That's how they happened. And I hope that they are drawn to it, sort of stuck with it, because everybody who watches it, even people who lived it, everyone tells me, they're like, oh my God, I know the outcome, and yet, you know, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yes, because people are still drawn, and people, because yeah. We're coming up on this anniversary, they're taking, you know, really the temperature of America now and how divisive we were, particularly on the lines of race at the time, and seeing where people are now. And African Americans seem to have shifted somewhat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, if you look at it now as compared to then, I mean, people couldn't even talk about it without coming to blows very often. And now sort of conventional wisdom is sort of settled, and everybody, black and white, seems to be in agreement that O.J. was probably guilty. Okay. And you know, whether or not you believe that, you know, fine, whatever. But it's still, if that's the case, how did we get there? And I think that this case, you know, how did we arrive at that particular verdict? And mm-hmm. and this story, you know, kind of peeled back these layers and revealed so much about what was happening in this country in terms of race. And it was not pretty.
No, it wasn't. But have we really learned any lessons since then? Because in this time, since that trial and since that verdict, we have now had the first African-American president of this nation,
right.
And we have had so many milestones where you still get an opportunity to look at things through a lens of race, and it's not been pretty. Have we changed that much? Have we learned any lessons?
I know, I love that question, and I wish I could answer it. I mean, you know, because the question really is, have we learned anything? Have we come together now that everybody, you know, is kind of, there's consensus, or did we just move on? And as somebody who, you know, you asked why I was interested in this, I remember sitting there watching this. I was at Columbia College in Chicago when the verdict came down.
My hometown.
You know, amongst a lot of, yeah, amongst a lot of other, you know, privileged white kids, sitting there watching it being like, what? How did that happen? And one of my goals with this, you know, making this film was, if nothing else, when you watch it, whatever side of the fence, whatever race you are, I would love it if people like me, you know, they might not agree with the verdict to this day, but people tend to calcify in their positions. And that very simplistic thing that a high-priced defense team, you know, chose uneducated jurors of color, and that's how we got where we got, is an incredibly simplistic way of looking at what really happened. And my hope is when people watch this, you know, again, they might not agree with the verdict, but they at least understand that it was a very, very complicated process to get there. And it wasn't as simple as all that.
Tough question. Would it have been more tolerable for white America had these jurors of color had higher education levels?
Interesting. Well, I think that is completely predicated on the outcome. If the jurors had higher education levels and they still rendered a not guilty verdict, I think it would have been just as difficult. I think, you know, I think it would have been just as challenging. And our racial divide would have been even more apparent.
Where can folks catch it?
It's going to be on Investigation Discovery tomorrow night, Thursday night, first at 9 o'clock and then at 11.
All right. And listeners here in Indy, if you're on Comcast, that's channel 111. On Bright House, it's channel 104. High Def, channel 804. Or you can just log on to investigationdiscovery.com and look for their channel finder to find it on your cable system if you'd like to watch it. She, again, is Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Nicole Rittenmeyer, who has produced a film, OJ, Trial of the Century. Thank you so much for joining us on Access Indy.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a good one. I'm Kim Wells, and this is Access Indy on 106.7 WTLC.